Bonjour!
Eric here, all about lesson one, history of the French language.
Okay, everyone, let's treat ourselves with some French language history today.
Wow, what a treat. It's going to be long.
And boring? Not a bit, my dear Eric. It will be so much fun. You wish you took Latin in high school.
Latin? Oh my. So you're saying that French is related to Latin?
Yes, it is related to Latin, among a lot more languages, dialects, and influences.
Okay, I think you're trying to confuse me here. Can we start from the beginning?
Okay. Let's start with the Roman invasion.
Exciting. What happened?
It happened in the 2nd and 1st centuries BC. At the time of the invasion, France was called La Gaule, and the name of the main language was Le Gaulois, the Gaulish.
Le Gaulois.
It was a mix of several Celtic languages, and one of them, maybe you know it, it's called Le Breton. It's still spoken by some people today in this region in France called Brittany.
Okay, I've heard of that. What does Le Breton sound like?
Degemermat Eoma and Virginie.
Wait, what did you just say?
Bienvenue, je m'appelle Virginie. Welcome, my name is Virginie.
Wow, so you actually speak fluent Breton.
I wish. I was born in Brittany, but I never learned the language. My grandma would yell at us in Breton, though, all day long.
Really? So it was like you were living in antiquity?
Yes, except we didn't wear a toga.
So what happened next?
You mean with my grandma?
No, I mean with the history of the French language after the Roman invasion.
No more Breton, no more Gaulois. With the invasion, the language spoken by the Romans soon dominated.
And that's Latin, right?
That's Latin, that's right. Or rather, Vulgar Latin. It was called Vulgar Latin because it was spoken by the people as opposed to written by educated people, if you know what I mean.
I see, okay. So how come Vulgar Latin spread out so easily?
Well, there are several reasons to that. But the main one would be that Vulgar Latin became mandatory at school and then in the administration, etc., etc. And it was used in business and in the army very, very soon.
Okay, I see. One other thing, though.
Yes.
So why is French language called Le Français?
Oh, Eric, you're such a good student. What an excellent question. Well, have you ever heard of the Franks?
I think so. Was that some kind of tribe?
Absolutely. Tribes were very fashionable at the time. Franks were a Germanic tribe that started invading Gaul at the 5th century, and they progressively melted in the Roman Gaelic population. And then they took advantage of the decline of the Roman Empire to take over the country. Does that make sense?
I think so. Yeah. Let me sum up here. As of the 5th century, France, well, Gaul, had three coexisting peoples, right?
Three people, three languages. Gaulish, with the Celtic origins, remember? Roman and Francic. Francic was spoken by the Franks.
Okay, so how did these people communicate between each other?
They didn't communicate at all. They just fought all the time. That's all they did, those tribes, you know? No, actually, they needed to communicate for trading and things like that. So they came up with a language, and it's called the Francien.
And when was that created?
It was created during the 9th century with King Hugues Capet. I don't know if you've ever heard of Hugues Capet, the Capetian dynasty. It's like the first dynasty ever in France.
A little bit familiar,
yeah, but that,
maybe.
That King Hugues Capet couldn't speak anything but Francien. So that's the reason why everyone, ever since he was a king, had to speak Francien, and it spread out very easily throughout Europe.
I see. So France has actually always had this royal language.
Right. Even though diplomacy wasn't very popular at the time, you know, with all these wars and everything. But then it spread out through literature, poetry, and therefore became one of the finest languages in the world. I mean, in Europe at the time.
Oh, that's pretty good. So even today, would you consider it that kind of language?
It lost part of its prestige, of course, and a lot of its usage ever since English became the international language.
Does that make you sad?
Yeah, it makes me feel depressed, actually. You know, I miss those old days where everyone spoke French in Russia, everywhere. But it's still, you know, one of the UN official languages, and it's spoken on every continent. So I feel a little better right now. Thank you for your concern.
Well, no problem. Every continent, for example?
Well, for example, Africa, obviously, since France used to have a lot of colonies there.
And do they still speak French now?
They do, obviously, but there has been a long time of rejection after the decolonization, obviously. I don't blame them.
So what about France's overseas departments and territories?
Yeah, of course, they speak French there. French is actually their official language, like in Guadeloupe, French Guiana, Martinique, Mayotte, etc., etc. We have a lot of territories.
Okay, so it sounds like French is still spoken.
It is. And do you know what the name of the sum of the countries that speak French, do you know what it's called?
I do know that. It's La Francophonie.
Oh, you're so good.
I attended the Semaine de la Francophonie in March.
You did.
The Week of Francophonie.
The Semaine de la Francophonie is a festival, right?
It was a lot of readings, plays, movies. It felt like being in Paris. Does that exist in a lot of other countries or is it only in New York?
It exists pretty much everywhere in the world. It's organized by all these French organizations, and they want to spread out French culture. And it's part of the French cultural politics. It's called the Cultural Action, l'Action Culturelle.
Wow, sounds pretty awesome.
We certainly don't want to lose our radiance.
So we've talked about how French became French, how it expanded and how it is still present in the world. Mm-hmm. What about French language in France?
Another great question, Eric. You're particularly focused today. I love it. Well, you need to know that you won't hear the same French language whether you're in northern France or southern France.
Interesting. So do you just mean there are different accents?
Yeah, there are different accents. The vocabulary varies sometimes. Let me give you an example here. Okay. I grew up in Toulouse, which is southern France. And we don't use the same words to talk about some things. Like, for instance, bread chocolate is in Paris pain au chocolat. And in Toulouse, it's chocolatine, which is very, very different. And the accent too. Pain au chocolat, that's Parisian. Chocolatine, that's from Toulouse.
Wow, it sounds almost Spanish to me.
Yeah, it is. It is beautiful. It's really, really, you know, charming and everything.
So do people even understand each other?
We do understand each other, depending on the subject. But yeah, we do.
What about those snobbish Parisians?
Yes, French language within France is very homogeneous, although Parisians tend to make fun of other regions' accents.
So snobbish, those Parisians.
There you go, so snobbish. Well, anyway, I personally think that one great thing about France is the diversity of accents. Also, there has been a dialect revival movement lately in several regions, like in Brittany, in the Basque country, and even in my hometown, which is Occitania. Toulouse is part of Occitania. And it's great. Now you can learn all these dialects at school, in college, and everything.
Wow, that's great. So you're going to bring back your Breton and speak to your grandma?
All right. I can't wait to yell back at her.
Okay, I think we're done here. Thank you so much, Virginie, for this lesson.
Thank you, Eric, for listening to all this. And thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.